Then I was discharged. I came home and my dad said, I want you to meet a friend of mine. And it was a fellow named C.C. Cummings. He had an oil company, I think it's Cummings McIntyre or McIntyre Cummings. He lived there at the corner of 30th and Zunis. So we went over there and he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I want to be a surgeon and I've got to find a place to go. I don't know any place right now. Well, he said, you need to go to Cleveland Clinic. I said, that would be great, but I'm not sure I can get in there. Oh, he said, I'll get you in there. And he did. So they told me, well, they couldn't take me that year, but for me to go to Toledo, Ohio, and they would put me with a friend they had there, a surgeon at a hospital. And then the following year, I went to Cleveland. I just followed my orders. And then I spent my surgery career training at Cleveland Clinic primarily. I had a little bit at Toledo. I married a girl from Toledo.
And what was her name?
Her maiden name was Adams, Carolyn Adams. At the time I was at Cleveland, I thought, well, we're going to go back to Toledo and practice. But there was a surgeon here named Bud Yandel. Bud was with the Glass-Nelson Clinic. Bud had a hernia. He didn't want Glass to fix it. Glass had injured his hands with radiation from taking x-rays. He had gone to school with George Crile Jr. at Harvard and Yale. They were in the Army together in the South Pacific. So I just happened to be chief president or whatever. I was a senior at that time with George Crile as his assistant. He knew I was from Tulsa, so just about the time he was going to start the operation, he scraped a little scalpel across Yandel's abdomen and said, Yandel, it's time you had a partner. And Yandel said, okay, who? So he told him, me. So I came down and we made a deal. And of course, I was happy because this was my home.
Yep.
My wife wasn't too happy, but it's turned out to be great.
Wow. Right times, right places.
Luck. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
But you stepped up and met the challenge of the time, and you became a well-respected surgeon.
Well, yeah, but I certainly had little breaks, I'll tell you that. Of course, I'd known Walt.
Walt Hemrick.
He called me my first year up there
in
Cleveland. And he said, I'd like for you to be in my wedding. I said, well, I'm the lowest man on the totem pole here. I can't go anywhere. So I didn't. But he said, well, I'm going to marry Peggy Dow. And he said, she's been in Harvey. And Carolyn got on the phone. And he said, well, go see that. So we did. Anyway, when we came back here, they gave us a little party along with Jack Bates.
Reading and Bates?
Yeah. He's related to Walt. Mrs. Bates and old Mrs. Helmrich were sisters. And anyway, they gave us a little party, and that helped my wife. My wife didn't know anybody here. Well, that's not true. She went to a college called Monticello, just north of St. Louis, on the Illinois side, Alton, Illinois. And there was a girl from here. There was a guy in Tulsa named Forrest Menzies, big oil man at that time. His daughter was up there. And a guy named Don Atkins, here's a CPA. His wife was up there. My wife knew them. Anyway, we came back and soon adjusted to it.
Well, Peggy was kind of in the same boat as your wife.
Yes.
She came here. She didn't know anybody either.
When we were growing up, Walt had a convertible Cadillac and I had a secondhand Ford. So when we double dated, you know who got the good-looking girl, don't you? But anyway, the Fowler family has been remarkably good to me over the years. I operated on Mr. Helmick a couple of times.
Walt's father?
Yeah. The old man called me. He asked me to come up to the office. I did, and of course, he said, you're going to be chief of surgery at Hillcrest. I said, Mr. Helmick, I rarely go over there. I don't care, he says. You're going to be chief of surgery, and I'm going to clean that place up. And he did. But that's what started Doctor's Hospital. The people that he decreed qualified, they went over there and started Doctor's Hospital. They came out smelling good, really. They made a fortune when they sold it. But anyway, he did a lot for Hillcrest Hospital. He was over there every morning around 5 o'clock making rounds.
Walt's father was,
yes.
And he wasn't a doctor.
Right. Yeah. And then one time we went to Thailand for our church. Presbyterians have a hospital in Chiang Mai, Thailand. At that time, it was the second largest city next to Bangkok. It's up near the Burma border. When the next thing I knew, Mr. Helmick arranged for us when we left Thailand to go to Hong Kong. They put us with a guy there that had a clothing store, and then they arranged for us to go to Tokyo, and he had people meet us there, and they stayed with us for 3 days. I know we went to the Imperial Palace, and we were in a cab. I was worried as ticker was going all the time. I said, why don't let me pay for that? Oh, no, it's all taken care of. Mr. Helmick had paid all that. Then we met the family that had Mickey Moto pearls. Walt, my contemporary Walt, knew this family. So we called him and we had cocktails with him, and she arranged for my wife to go to a place and get pearls. Little things like that that family's done for us. When we were gone, her mother came to stay with our children. She said, there'll be a lady come to the door in a fur coat and she'll have eggs for you. And that's Mrs. Helbrick. She used to come every 2 or 3 weeks. So they've always been good to us.
You and Walt, then, were good friends down through the years.
Yes, I think we still are. He's had that surgery, and he's still uncomfortable.
Yeah. Describe the personality of Walt's dad.
He was a gruff old guy. Yeah, he wasn't really well-liked, but I couldn't say anything but good about him. I took his appendix out one time. You know, in those days, the appendectomy was worth about $200, but his was ruptured, and here I was operating on a very prominent guy, so I charged him $400. And I guess he got about half mad, but it was my understanding that my Walt pacified him. He was always good to me after that. As a matter of fact, I operated on him when he died. He had diabetes, and he was at Hillcrest. He'd got a dead leg, and I didn't even know he was over there, and I had a guy call me and come over and see him. And then we had to take his leg off. Walt was in New York, wanted to know if he should come back. I said, well, nothing you can do. He's not going to make it. Bob Patterson, his son-in-law, stayed with him all the time. He was really good to him. And Mrs. Helmick, she had a colon operation, and I went over to see her after surgery. They used to live at 2300, and then he built Yorktown, and they moved up there. And he wanted me to go up and see her. And she got Alzheimer's disease.
Walt's mother.
Khadijah, yeah. Big Khadijah. He still wanted me to go up there every couple of weeks. She was always dressed perfectly and manicured. They took good care of her.